Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. Yes, it is Saturday night, 9 o'clock again here on Manx Radio, and probably lots of other places as well. Which means, of course, it is time for the best in modern and contemporary jazz. Jumping in with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show, in a week where we've had a taste of most of the seasons rolled into one, really, with sunshine, fog, wind, rain and snow. Not to mention too much chocolate and wine. So, a typical spring, really, which, along with the promise of an imminent release for good behaviour, hopefully, leaves us all with a renewed zeal to get back to the office. Perhaps not. Still, it's Saturday, so for now, reach for the nearest remaining egg, bite the top off, and fill it with your favourite tipple. After all, it saves on the washing up. So, what have you found easier to dig than the garden this week, H?
I wish. We have some magic moments, yes, from our little mini-series, some Hendrix, and a reprise.
And for me, well, I keep up my steps, I revel in the arts and flip generally between the daffs with a birthday boy. But before that, let's plunge into the deep. It's always good to receive requests here on Jumping In, but when the question is firstly about an album that we haven't even played yet and is it any good, well, we'll let you decide for yourselves. Here's Undertow.
Thank you.
undertow the opening section of Orca, the recently released suite from Catherine Winfelt Big Band. This is the third album for the pianist and composer and arranger Catherine with her big band. She also regularly tours with a sextet who we closely missed a few years ago in the London Jazz Festival. Hailing from Denmark, a country with one of the biggest coastlines by percentage for its size in the world, it's perhaps not surprising that the sea, its power and majesty, and the creatures hold a fascination for her and provide a constant source of inspiration. While she's been cited as Denmark's answer to Maria Schneider, with writing as good as this, I think such comparisons are nebulous, as she's undoubtedly her own woman. Catherine features on piano throughout, with the band dipping, diving and swinging through the complex charts. So, Jeff, in answer to your question, yes, I think it's very good indeed.
It is top stuff. That really enjoyed it. And again, funnily enough, only yesterday I was talking on Sweet and Swing about, obviously, so much on Sweet and Swing is all the big bands, and saying how you would be surprised how many big bands there are playing modern jazz now. Lord knows whether they are able to tour or actually make any money, or they're just put together for one-off projects or such like. Probably all answers in between, I imagine. But I'm constantly amazed at the number of really good big bands which seem to be playing modern jazz now. Terrific stuff.
Yes, I mean, I think the other thing is that with the increase in jazz in education facilities at universities around the world and at various different educational establishments, music schools and so on, it's a really good opportunity to sort of find your way with soloing and improvising in among your friends. And with a large ensemble is always a great feeling, isn't it? Fantastic stuff.
Fantastic stuff indeed. As is this, it's a case of seek and ye shall find. You can't, unfortunately, go and see this band live anymore. None of them are with us, very sadly. Tethered Moon, the eccentric, eclectic, call him what you will, Japanese pianist Masabumi Kikuchi, and Paul Motion on the drums, the recently deceased, sadly, Gary Peacock on the bass. They brought out several albums, and this one I suddenly spotted, I'd never even heard of it. Tethered Moon plays Jimi Hendrix. Didn't have it, went looking for it. Rare as hen's teeth, but as they say, if you go looking for long enough on the internet, you'll come up with the goods. Here they are, it's a live recording, Up from the Sky. Recorded live in Japan 30-odd years ago, or more than that, I think. I haven't got an exact date on that one. Due to the nature of which I managed to get the recording, like I said, seek and you shall find. You don't always get all the details necessarily. Not one I could find on physical format on the CD is as rare as hen's teeth. And the only one I could find was in Japan at about 30 or 40 quid. And even that I couldn't get anyway because it just wouldn't allow me to buy it. So, yeah, but very fine indeed. Tethered Moon plays Hendrix. That's Masabumi Kikuchi at the piano, Gary Peacock at the bass, and Paul Motion at the drums. And as you can imagine, it's exactly that. It's a whole... They did one dedicated to Kurt Vile as well, for example. So there's Purple Haze, Machine Gun, Little Wing, a lot of Hendrix fans' favourites, I dare say. I think it might have only come out in Japan. Who knows? Not one of the... A lot of the others you will find on various download places like Bandcamp or certainly iTunes and whatever. You'll get quite a few of the other Tethered Moon albums. Not that one, so I think it might have only been released in Japan.
Yes, I mean, funny thing with digital formats as well is that a lot of artists may support one and not another, so depending on where you've paid your digital flag, you still may struggle to get hold of the music one way or another, but there we are. Now, one thing that we do know is that there's a constant wealth of young talent emerging in the world of jazz, as increasingly film scores, computer games and pop artists, I think, are beginning to further embrace the genre. But I continue to delight as the pool of young stars shows us that jazz, for my money, is in pretty safe hands. And one such talent is a Canadian drummer and percussionist, Anthony Fung, an alumnus of the prestigious Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Performance, where he earned his master's in 2018. He's performed with, among others, Herbie himself, Wayne Shorter, Chris Potter, Billy Childs. Not a bad resume. Let's hear a track from his 2018 release, Flashpoint, Walk the Walk. We'll be right back. Walk the walk, indeed. He can obviously talk the talk too. From LA-based drummer and composer Anthony Fung, who was just 25 when he brought this 12-piece band together, along with the addition of a string quartet for his second album, Flashpoint. Another one to watch out for, I think, with the writing and arranging is tight and swinging throughout with a great young band, providing strong solos, and we heard from pianist Isaac Wilson featured on that track.
Terrific stuff indeed. You're listening, of course, to Jumping In here on Manx Radio with Chris and myself, H. And we have various little mini-series sort of dotted along the way as we go through the various months. Notable birthdays, jazz birthdays from time to time, of course, always nice to do. We have same tune, different artists, which is pretty much what it says on the tin. Old and New Dreams, where you've got someone like Pat Metheny or Miles or people who have gone on, or Herbie, playing for 30, 40, 50 or more years in some cases, looking at music from the very beginning of their career in juxtaposition with something which they've just recorded. You get the gist. Various little mini-series. And another one we have called Magic Moments, which is rather that. It's those tracks or tunes or just parts of tracks which you keep coming back to, which just give you that shiver of excitement or joy or whatever the case may be, for whatever reason. Sure, we've all got them, and hopefully you all know what I mean. Something you just, every time you hear it, might be something you've been listening to for 30 or 40 years or more, and you still think, wow, when you hear it and you really enjoy it. Yeah, I've got, well, goodness knows how many over the years, and I thought I'd share one with you this evening. I'm not much of a vocals fan. It's fairly, I don't think either is my jazz frère either, generally. I mean, I do like Billy and Ella and Norman and such like, but, I don't go for a lot of jazz vocals, but I've always liked the half-spoken and poetic words of Sidsel Enderson. Did have the great joy of seeing her at the Jazz Cafe many years ago, and I've always been particularly fond of a couple of her albums, this one in particular on ECM, Exile, and a track called Quest. I love the beginning, and in particular, the ending.
In our quest for that which may leave a scar, step into the story. Sharpen the
Loved it the first time I heard it. I still love it now. That ending where it sort of fades away, you get that wonderful organy type sound from Bugge Wesseltoft at the keyboards there. You also have the haunting trumpet of Nils Petter Malmberg. Django Bates playing piano and tenor horn. The late, great Jon Christensen, drums and percussion. Also, fairly recently deceased as well, of course, David Darling providing the cello backing and a solo, indeed, towards the end of the track there as well. Sidsel Endresen, voice quest. And, yeah, one in our Magic Moments series.
And very nice it was, too. And, in fact, ECM is pretty stacked full of those Magic Moments because it was such a breakaway from a lot of the American blues-based swinging tradition. But jazz is a broad palette. Jazz music, as we know it, it encompasses all kinds of different styles. And it also is becoming increasingly accepted, as we said, as a part of regular education courses. And is it becoming respectable? I don't know. But I tell you, somebody who is, Professor David Ake, who is a highly respected author, composer and ethnomusicologist. I'm glad I got it right first time. But when it comes to his piano playing, he cites Keith Jarrett as his main inspiration. Indeed, he's written a book about him, focusing on Jarrett along with his other main hero, Bill Evans. On Humanities, he put together an all-star lineup. Let's hear the title track. Thank you. Very nice indeed. Released back in 2018, that was Humanities, the title track from an album by pianist David Ake. Originally hailing from Chicago, he's now based in Miami and could only get the band together for a rehearsal one day before the session. And he actually had a bit of a nasty experience because it was a hasty departure from home to drive to the session following the unwelcome arrival of Hurricane Irma. Nonetheless, I think you'll agree on great form with that, along with the rest of the band. And what a nice band. Ralph Alessi on trumpet, guitarist Ben Monder, who just continues to go from strength to strength, I think, Drew Gress on bass, and Mark Ferber on the drums, not forgetting David Ake on the piano. That was Humanities, now out on Positone Records.
Yeah, very fine. Two, Chris Potter's got a new one coming out. I think this is out in May, if memory serves correct. It's with his Circuits Trio. He calls it Sunrise Reprise, or Reprise, if you prefer. And this is The Peanut.
Thank you.
Very nice indeed. Strange number you'd have thought, isn't it? Peanuts, you're thinking of peanut vendors and such like. And Sunrise Reprise. Again, it's something you'd have thought, you know, the track and the title don't necessarily seem to go together. Nonetheless, they're playing very fine indeed. I'm liking that one. Sunrise and Joshua Trees. And the last one, the Now Here, is almost a 25-minute track, the last one. Nowhere, Now Here, Sunrise Reprise. But very fine, back on form, I thought. He did the one in lockdown where it was just him, which it was a bit of a curate's egg. Fantastically talented. And what a thing to play the bass, the drums, the keyboard, the sax, everything. He did the whole lot, almost as a, I think, something to keep himself sane.
Remember, he did the catering too, don't forget that.
This one back in the studio with James Francis, I think it is, and Eric Harland, isn't it, at the drums on this one in his Circuits trio. And he just said they just felt like it's such a release to be back in the studio. And I think that is out, as I say, next month.
Yeah, plenty of good stuff around to go at. And speaking of going at, that's what we're going to do. We're going to go at going home, sad to say. We'll be back, of course, next week with another jumping in, but that's about this for this one. But I did promise you a birthday boy. And, well, he'll be 81 in a couple of days' time after being a child prodigy and cutting his teeth with Donald Byrd and Miles. He's still playing as well as ever. He did notably have the first million-selling jazz record with his groundbreaking Headhunters album in 1973. Yes, Herbie Hancock from Thrust, released the following year. We'll leave you with at least a taste of Butterfly. See you next week.
Look after yourselves.
Bye for now. Thank you.
We'll be right back.